Workers at an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, have two more weeks to decide whether they want to join a union. A successful union drive would be a first for the company, and supporters hope it would kick off a broader revival in labor organizing across the country. Let's get an update from Josh Idelson, labor reporter for Bloomberg. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The union these Amazon employees are thinking about joining, the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, says that Amazon has been trying to dissuade them from organizing, surveilling them, and that Amazon has a history of this sort of thing, which is illegal, by the way. What is the latest on the union drive in Alabama as it comes down to the wire now on this vote?
Well, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen in Bessemer, including the people working or organizing or anti-union consulting in the warehouse. And workers have said Amazon is using a slew of the anti-union tactics available to U.S. employers, like requiring workers to attend anti-union meetings, telling workers they could lose benefits if they unionize, having supervisors approach employees one-on-one about the union, and posting anti-union messages in the bathrooms. There is also an anti-union website with a cartoon corgi wearing headphones.
And what's Amazon saying about that? I mean, are they saying that's true or what?
Amazon says that it's following the law and that it is helping its employees understand the facts and consequences of unionization, and that it doesn't think the union represents the views of most of the people that work in the warehouse.
All right. Well, we will see, because this vote will happen by the end of the month. Now, you recently reported that Amazon has several different ways to thwart negotiations at its warehouse in Bessemer, including contesting the results when they come in, or even closing the facility. Talk about that. What could Amazon do to stop this from happening?
One study in the United States showed a year after workers won unionization elections, in 52% of cases, they still didn't have a union contract. And there are many cases where after workers win an election, a company has shut down a facility. And cutting off business at a location can have long-term consequences in terms of a chilling effect elsewhere, regardless of what the legal outcome is.
Well, this effort to unionize is getting a lot of attention because, of course, it is Amazon, and also because it's happening in a pretty conservative state. But these workers also have some pretty powerful supporters. Last month, President Biden released a video statement endorsing the right of workers to join a union, and he specifically mentioned the Amazon case. Let's listen.
It's not up to me to decide whether anyone should join a union. But let me be even more clear. It's not up to an employer to decide that either. The choice to join a union is up to the workers, full stop.
Now, we know President Biden supports unions, but I understand that was a pretty unusual statement for a sitting president to make.
That's right. For a U.S. president to involve himself as directly as President Biden has is a very unusual thing. And the message that he's sending is interesting, in part because it echoes federal labor law itself, which sets forth that the government not only is supposed to allow or protect, but actually to promote collective bargaining.
Another endorsement, and this one is pretty surprising, frankly, came from Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. He's a co-sponsor of a national right to work law. But in an op-ed for USA Today, he wrote that when the conflict is between working Americans and a company whose leadership has decided to wage culture war against working class values, the choice is easy. I support the workers. So, wow. I mean, Rubio, a pretty unusual ally for labor. What's he saying exactly?
Well, even in his op-ed, Rubio makes clear he still opposes the sorts of pro-labor legal changes that unions want passed to make it easier for workers like those at Amazon to organize. And he offers pretty specific criteria for what makes him support this Amazon union campaign. He cites things like the treatment of conservative books on Amazon's website. But that said, it is rare to see a prominent Republican lawmaker taking a stand like this in favor of unionization at a specific, gigantic, non-union U.S. company that's resisting it.
So considering everything we've just been talking about, where does all this leave the U.S. labor movement? And could the attention on Alabama inspire union drives elsewhere?
Absolutely. And in fact, the union RWDSU says already it's been hearing from Amazon workers elsewhere. And we've seen in the coronavirus era how some workers who previously might have been too afraid of retaliation to step forward have decided that now it's worth it in this crisis moment.
Josh Idelson covers labor for Bloomberg. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.